Welcome to Marilyn Solutions with Reverend Marilyn, the speaker for the new millennium. Join Marilyn as she talks with guests offering a wide range of talents and information. And now, here's Marilyn.
Welcome today to Marilyn Solutions. I'm so glad you're here joining me today. We have an exciting day for you, and we don't want you to miss a minute of it. Our guest today is Ivy Holstein. She's written a fantastic book I really enjoyed called Infinite Abilities, Living Your Life on Purpose. First, I want everyone in my audience to remember that be sure and let the sponsors of this program know that you heard them on the radio show and that you enjoy having them available for your services or for their services and that they're there to help you. We have a new sponsor joining us today, Ron Mar Landscape. He does a terrific job. He's been working on my yard for quite a while. People will say, oh, you really work hard out here. And I say, no, I don't. Ron does it. And I really appreciate that he's always has his helpers out there with him doing whatever I ask. They are so cooperative in that. It's just a treat. And I also want to remind people that my angel art is available at Crystal Voyage in Tacoma at Freight House Square. Please go in, and if you are looking for a gift item or if you would like a portrait of an angel in your house, might be just the right one for you. They're limited editions. You're not going to find them anyplace else. So they are selected just for your enjoyment. I also have inspirational plaques. I found that what we hang up in our house is very, very important to support our peace of mind, our attitudes, and the kind of environment we choose to put in our lives. So the inspirational plaques make wonderful gifts also. And there's my book is over there signed. You can go get a signed copy of my book. And if you're interested in getting any of my videos, please be sure and tell Crystal, and we'll put those over there too. My videos are empowerment and also spiritual tools for healing domestic violence. So they are very helpful. People are finding them a great tool to use in their lives. But we want to get back with Ivy today, and we're so glad she's here.
Hi, how are you doing, Marilyn?
Well, we're having a beautiful sunny day. I hope your weather is just as good where you are.
Oh, gorgeous. One of those gifts from God.
Well, just getting back from Mexico couple days ago, it seemed like a refrigerator last night because we got really cold weather last night, down to almost freezing. But
wow.
After 104 in Mexico, that was quite a change. But the sun's out today, and it'll warm up good.
Sure.
And I want everybody to meet you, Ivy. You are a clinical-trained psychotherapist, and for over 25 years, you've helped people cope with stress, personal, family, and interpersonal business issues, health, addictions, depression, and the day-to-day conflicts and changes that we all face. Ivy holds a master's degree in the science of human behavior and is on the faculty of Nassau Community College. She has a therapy practice and has gained a reputation for her work in organizational behavior and life management skills. She is a charter member, past president, and award winner of the Tri-State Chapter of the National Speakers Association, which we both belong to. Her work and book have been reviewed in the LA Times, and Ivy was featured in the year 2000 book, Who's Who in the World? Very impressive. In 1974, she founded Communication Dynamics, a seminar company that has trained thousands of people from the public sector as well as from a variety of corporations, organizations, and professions. Over the years, she's given seminars for clients such as Hewlett-Packard, American Institute of Banking, Macy's, Child Protective Services, and the Department of Labor. She is a pioneer in the continuing education movement, bringing a variety of growth workshops back to institutions of higher learning. She teaches several workshops, Tapping Your Psychic Power, How to Unleash Your Innate Abilities and Potential, How to Get What You Want Without Fighting, Transforming Conflict and Adversity into Positive Creative Energy, and How to Assert Yourself for Career and Personal Success. Ivy has traveled the book signing circuit nationally with her book, Infinite Abilities, Living Your Life on Purpose. She's appeared on many radio shows in the U.S. and in Canada. She wants her work and her book to show people how not to live from fear, anger, or self-doubt, and believes her holistic approach will give them the tools they need to move beyond challenges and adversity to live a healthy, productive life. Her many successes prove it. Ivy says to see people change and successfully have the life they are meant to live is my greatest joy and my purpose for being here on this earth. She has had some wonderful, wonderful comments about her books from some very famous celebrities, such as Og Mandino, who wrote The Greatest Salesman in the World. I loved his books, Ivy. I was thinking about his books when I read yours and then realized he had said that infinite abilities not only inspires you to make your dream real, it shows you how. That's very nice to hear. Madonna said thank you for this book. And Steven Spielberg's comment was, fear is something to embrace. With fear, magic happens. I love that.
Isn't that wonderful?
And she has on Amazon, her books are on Amazon.com, and I am impressed because she got 5 stars from the average customer reviews. And that's the top. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much, Marilyn.
And as I was reading your book, I was laying out on a hammock down in Mexico one evening in this beautiful resort hotel, and it was just delightful, and I just couldn't put it down and go to bed. I just kept reading, and I thought, now there's just a little bit more. I'll read a little bit more. And I found your book charming, Ivy.
Yeah,
I stayed up late and finished it because I couldn't put it down.
Oh, thank you.
And I wanted to ask how you can tell us some of the things that you mentioned in that book about the 4 laws of living. And
yeah,
that you emphasize those. And I thought those were really important for people to hear. And one was, can you tell us more about operate from strength? That was one of your laws.
You know, most of us, I think, because of, you know, the way we've been raised, we let negativity and fear and anger, and we reinforce problems. And so when something comes up in our lives, rather than dealing with it, we go into the impotent feelings. And operate from strength, which is a really important law, says to kind of use the Buddhist theory of detaching. Step back from the problem. Yeah, feel the feeling, but don't get flooded into it. And operating from strength simply means what's going on right now and what choices that are in my best interest do I need to make right now and what action do I have to take? Because I believe that when we say yes, and this is also in the book, say yes to the ups and downs of life, which means say yes to everything, because we don't know why we're given this gift, and I like to think of them as gifts. Why is this situation coming up in my life? I may not get the answer, but I know that the universe is giving it because we need it. And here's a question that I tell people to ask. Is a crisis in my life actually an opportunity to follow through on something or an unrealized dream?
Well, I like that very much.
Mm.
I have found so often that what appeared to be tragic in the beginning oftentimes will work itself into something even better than I expected.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I have seen this with clients over and over again. I even saw it, you know, in my own life. I once saw this wonderful convertible car, and I had this car that was a year old, and I, you know, could never have this convertible. Here I had this almost brand new car I was still paying off. And I parked my car out in front of a restaurant, and when I came out, my car was missing. And if you've ever had a car stolen, you kind of, like, don't believe it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought, okay, universe, there's something going on here. I just have a feeling. Well, they never found my car, and the insurance company paid for it, and I went out and got myself that convertible I saw.
Oh, isn't that terrific?
So,
talk about strength.
I know. I mean, the universe helps us in the most bizarre way sometimes.
Well, I have had that happen to me, too, Ivy. I know what you're talking about. You mentioned one of your other laws was we should live in love. What did you mean, and how can we do that?
I think that we beat up on ourselves. We make one little mistake, and then we spend the rest of the time knocking ourselves down and punishing ourselves and telling ourselves what we're not good at. And it's something that I call staying in the familiar, which means family, and that means old roles and rules that we grew up with. And to live in love for yourself means praise yourself. Give yourself opportunity. Stand behind yourself and go for it. You can do it. Believe in yourself. I think living in love is a way of perceiving the world from an optimistic point of view. Instead of, you know, living out all the disbeliefs, start living out the beliefs. And it's something that I say, even if you don't believe it in yourself, fake it. You know, fake it till you make it, so to speak. So that's part of living in love. Praise yourself, even if it isn't something that you've done 100% right, because perfectionism is very dangerous. The other part of living in love is to start to see the world through the eyes of a child and seeing it through all the miracles that are out there. And if we can start to see people with compassion, Mother Teresa is the most wonderful example of that, and of course, you know, Jesus and Gandhi and all these people that we hold in such high regard.
We're going to be back, Ivy, in just a few minutes and find out more about your wonderful laws for living. And we will be returning shortly. Don't go away. Thank you. Welcome back to Solutions with Marilyn. We're having a delightful conversation today with Ivy Hellstein, who has written her book, Infinite Abilities, Living Your Life on Purpose. And in her book, she had some interesting, what she called four laws of living, and that's what we're talking about right now. And she was telling us about living in compassion, and I think that is such a marvelous attitude to have and way of actually putting it into action in your life. It really does work. What more would you like to share about that?
I think that, you know, we tend to, I call it something in the book, I call accent the want, not the fault. And all our lives we tell people what we don't like, you know, we blame and complain. Tell people what you do like. Tell them what you like about them and tell them what you want. You know, it's something as simple as when you were a kid, you know, somebody said, don't spill the milk, and you immediately got nervous. And how much better it would have been if they said, honey, move the glass to the center of the table. That's terrific.
Isn't that a great way to look at things today?
Yeah. Makes, just turn it around.
Makes a big difference in how people feel, too.
Mm-hmm.
It really adds to that love and support in your life instead of feeling so criticized.
Absolutely. And I think that we either build or erode someone's self-esteem. And each time you build someone's self-esteem, most of it goes on you, because that's what living in love is about.
Exactly. And I was at a study group last night, and we were talking about happiness. And it's not something you go look for. It's because you've done already that work in helping someone else that the happiness comes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. You were talking in your book about change and endings lead to new beginnings.
Yes.
I think that is a wonderful concept.
You know, we've all been taught that change is something to be afraid of, and yet all our lives from the day we're born, we're changing, and just from being out in the world. And if we can look at change, and especially since what happened on September 11th, I have had people have good experiences from that, such as I had one woman who was downsized. She was a lawyer, downsized from a job. And she said, oh, my gosh, you know, I'll never get another, you know, job at the salary. And I said, turn it around. This is a beginning. And start to look at it again. Isn't this an opportunity to follow through on something or an unrealized dream? She sent out her resume, and she made phone calls, and this is what she said. She said, you know, normally, if we did not have 9/11, you wouldn't be able to get me, but because of the unfortunate circumstances and the downsizing, I'm available.
Oh, how terrific.
Isn't that amazing? She got two job offers at better than she was making, and the most important thing is she absolutely loves arbitration work. And here she was, now she was getting the kind of work she wanted that she wasn't even getting in her last firm.
Mm.
So here's one of those gifts. I believe very strongly, and this helps us go through this, changes and endings leading to new beginnings, that the universe is always alive and conscious and intelligent and helpful. And it's always giving us these wonderful opportunities if we have our eyes open.
Exactly.
And if we're positive.
Yeah, this being aware is so important.
Yeah, I knew somebody who, unfortunately, out on your West Coast, who just went through a difficulty with one of your companies out there downsizing. And he used this as an opportunity to finally open that cafe that he always wanted to open.
I think that's great.
You know, and he's so successful now, and he's just looking around and saying, I can't believe this is what I'm doing for work. I'm so happy.
This is the thing I'm finding about when companies are downsizing and making rearrangements and people are being displaced from their permanent, so to speak, jobs.
Mm-hmm.
The opportunity I'm finding out is that now they can have the job they truly wanted, but they were stuck in before and never had enough gumption or courage
mm-hmm.
to go ahead and pursue that dream.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
now's their chance.
Yeah. And the universe, I believe, you know, this living your life on purpose, the universe wants us to be happy. We're always guided and protected and loved. And we're given these opportunities. We're the ones who stand in our own way. And if we can just take a leap of faith, I talk about that in the book, and, you know, that blind faith that you don't always have to know where you're going or what's going to happen. You just have to trust it. I call it navigate by the stars, you know, the way the explorers did.
Well, that's great. I think people are learning that they can make it work for them instead of against them.
Oh, absolutely.
What did you mean by going full circle?
Oh, that's my favorite one. You know, in life we make a lot of mistakes, things we've done that we wish we could redo, and we can't redo the original, but the universe has worked out so that we will get the opportunity again and again, and at another time in our life, we will be given that same situation with a different person or a different set of circumstances, but it will heal the old. I can give you a quick example.
Oh, do.
When my father was in his last stages, I was too scared to go through his dying process because I was very close to him. And so he died before I got to go there and be with him. And when my mother was in that stage herself, I made sure that I got to sit with her and be with her and love her and take her to the other side. And that was the most incredible experience of my life. And that's going full circle. The universe gave me that opportunity, and I made sure I took it.
I can relate with that, because in my having that experience, all of a sudden my fear of dying left.
Exactly. What a freeing experience.
Yeah, it was a beautiful, beautiful time for me, too.
Yeah.
You mentioned about you let your own energy field, using that and back burner to convert anger, fear, doubt into positive forces, and that's, I'd like to hear how you do that.
A lot of times when we get scared, we flood into the feeling of fear. And if we can feel those butterflies in our stomach and the self-doubt, and use that anxiousness or the nervousness or the stress. I like to call it eustress as opposed to distress, you meaning EU, like in euphoria.
Mm-hmm.
And you use that kind of energy because, you know, when we talked about Steven Spielberg before saying fear is something to embrace, with fear magic happens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't do anything worthwhile in this life without some kind of fear, because especially new things, and new things become familiar after we've done them for a while. So we need fear. Fear is not something negative, but if you can look at fear and say, wow, that means I'm trying something new. And aren't I wonderful, and how exciting. Or anger. Here's another one. And to say with anger, I'm going to make this productive. Martin Luther King did that, and Gandhi did that. So instead of being angry, you say, I'm going to do something for change. So that's how you use your energy field, because you start to shift. And not only do you shift internally, but you send that energy out into the universe, and it has very far-reaching effects. I'm talking about actual physical energy,
mm-hmm.
you know, quantum mechanical energy.
Mm-hmm.
The back burner is when we start to flood. I say stop. Push it out of your head, because you can't get intuitive messages, and you can't get universal help if your mind is jammed with that stuff. So the back burner is a little bit like our closet. You know, when company's coming, you shove everything in there and you close the door.
Don't look in my closet.
Don't look in mine either. And that's what the back burner is. It's like, you know, you shove it on the back burner, it's behind you, and you just deal with what's in front of you. And it's amazing that when we stop blaming, complaining, and moaning and flooding, all of a sudden everything becomes so much easier.
Well, I found that to be awfully true to, in my life. And you have in here about turning doubt into a positive force. And I have found doubt is a very drain on my energy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How did you turn that around?
What I do is I tell myself that I can either be A, discouraged and flood on the doubt, or I can get rid of the dis and just give myself courage. Because, you know, when we were little kids, we had a lot of courage. We got up to walk and talk and go to school. And, I mean, my goodness, if you think of little three-year-olds doing things, you know, that take incredible amounts of courage. And to honor your courage, and the minute you start to feel discouraged, it just means you got to do more of something, not less of it.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, I never thought of that one. Why do you think people feel so overwhelmed by fear and anxiety these days?
I think we buy into the media. We buy into what other people say. And there's a tendency for us to be in a kind of, you know, it's almost like if you're negative, you fit. And if you're positive, they say, what's wrong with you? Well, don't worry about it. Something bad's going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
So, and if they don't say it, we say it. So we're you know, we've kind of bought into that system, and I think it's been there to control us.
Oh, I agree.
And if we can say, you know, I know what's going on in the world, but I will not buy into that fear pattern or the doubt pattern or the anger pattern, because if I do, then I'm joining the mindset, and I want to be one of the few people that offset the mindset.
Oh, good. When I read the book, Course in Miracles, several times, cover to cover, and finally the light bulb went on. Oh, fear is the big lie.
Yeah.
We've let it run our lives, and it doesn't have to.
No, it doesn't. And when you don't let it run your life, you feel this incredible happiness and freedom. It's just wonderful.
Oh, I know. Can people not think about their negative feelings when negative things are happening around us?
I think that it's a choice, and we can know it. I mean, I live in New York City, and I lived through the experience of 9/11. And yes, I felt the same shock and horror and surrealistic disbelief that everyone else felt. And then I immediately went out and said, who can I help besides my clients? And I volunteered for, you know, to help the rescue workers and firefighters and anybody that wanted free therapy. And
that was
my
wonderful
way of saying, I'm going to bring love and compassion and caring. And that helped me. It helped them, but it helped me. And that's the way I handle problems. I look to make the situation better.
I agree. That's where my counseling comes from, too. I seem to gain more than sometimes the client.
Always. I feel that way. At the end of the day, I feel fulfilled.
It is fulfilling. We'll be back in just a few minutes to find out how to solve problems without Prozac. So stay tuned and don't go away. And we'll be back shortly. Thank you. Welcome back to Solutions with Marilyn. We're having a very fascinating conversation with Ivy Hellstein, author of Infinite Abilities, Living Your Life on Purpose. I really like that. It's very proactive, and we don't have to be a victim anymore, right, Ivy?
Oh, absolutely.
You were talking in one of your questions here about problem solving without Prozac, and that really tickled my curiosity. What did you mean by that?
Well, with my clients, for example, I tell them that depression, like anger, like fear, these are motivators. And I'm not big on giving, what I call antidepressants, because they say, build your spiritual muscle, build your practical muscle, learn to tolerate feelings we live in a society where we want to be fixed. We want a quick fix. And life is not a quick fix. Life is a journey. And it's filled with, you know, stumbling blocks and, you know, bricks in our road or rocks in our road. And it's just part of life. And if we can learn to look for positive solutions, look for things to work. See, everything is perception. And if you expect it to work, it does. And if you expect things not to work, they don't. And so change your perception and you change your life. And I'm also a believer, and this is one of the things I always tell my clients when they come up with a problem. I say, you know, life is like looking for the pony in the manure pile.
Oh, I love that story.
It's in there. You just have to look a little bit more. But it's there. And, you know, life is just not a big manure pile.
Well, the prize is in there. It's like the Cracker Jack box, too. You know, the prize is there if we just want to search for it and keep that perseverance going.
Yeah, and also the prize may not be a big prize. It might be a small prize. And if we can just look for the small prizes, to me, I just see life as solutions. I don't see them as problems. In fact, in my classes, and with my clients, I tell them you need to get rid of the word problem. You can't call it a problem anymore. They're simply challenges. And if you can look at life as a challenge, then it's doable. If you look at it as a problem, then it smacks you right in the face.
Oh, I agree. Words can really set us up, can't they?
Oh, absolutely. So everything is a challenge. And from the smallest to the biggest. I went to the airport yesterday, and I had a seat way in the back of the plane in the middle. And I walked up and I, you know, just said, I'd love to have a window seat, because I was taking a red eye, a window seat somewhere near the front. And she said, would the window in row 3 be good? I mean, I expect those things to happen, and they do, continuously.
Terrific.
You know, and I thought, this is just wonderful. And, of course, I thank them so much for, you know, making sure I had that great seat.
Well, in the book I'm writing right now, I do have a book called Roses Have Thorns, and I'm writing now the tools of how I got through into the wholeness and healthiness that I have today. And one of the things I try to warn people about is not to say it's hard. I say it's something I need to do, but it doesn't necessarily have to be hard, because then I'm making it worse than it than the activity or the action needs to even be. It's my mind will make it hard, but if I just forget the word and say, oh, I've got to do this, it takes away all that barrier to having the flow happen.
You know, it's so interesting when people will say to me things like, well, I can't, I have an 8-hour day, you know, a job, and I have a full-time job. How will I ever get the rest of the things done that I want to do in my life? And I say, well, what about the other, you know, the other 8 hours? And the other, you know, you don't need a lot of sleep. You need to just live. And we don't live. And that's why, you know, people don't, they need that Prozac, because they're so busy, you know, kind of making things, as you call them, hard or not possible. When the truth is, everything is possible.
Exactly. And we can do it if we choose to do it. And I am more and more looking at things from a neutral point of view rather than those negative terms I used to use to keep me from going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes a big difference. What do you mean by get what you want without fighting the system? That sounds interesting.
I think so many people try to first convince everybody when they want to do something instead of just doing it. And when I say fighting the system, that means also fighting old family rules. You know, I'll change or I'll move when my whole family agrees that it's okay to do it. And I think we have to stop looking for approval, and we have to stop looking around us for someone else to do it first. And that's the thing that makes the geniuses. You know, we look at the high achievers or the geniuses, and we go, boy, I wish I was one of them. And the truth is, they didn't much care what was going on around them. They just kind of did their own thing, all these people that we hold in such high regard. And they didn't need that approval. And we tend to fight the system. We're either against something, angry at something, or expecting it to agree with us. And you can do something without getting agreement.
Yeah,
you could be the first kid on your block to do something.
Be the pioneer. I love that attitude that you have. It just is, I just find it very refreshing. You give workshops on something you call practical spiritualism. Mm-hmm. What's that?
Well, we all are intuitive, and we have something I call multi-sensors. You know things on the top of your head, and you feel them in your gut and in your heart, and you get those goosebumps that say, yeah, something's going on here. And I tell people practical spiritualism is we're getting messages and signs and love and help all around us. We need to put it into our daily living. Because these are all gifts. I was working with a woman this morning. She said, this is very strange. She said, I went into this weekend, she said, three restaurants, and they all had the word blue in it. She said, and I thought that was very interesting. What does blue mean? She said, because I felt it in my gut like this was important. And I said, well, our blue chakra, you know, is our throat, and it's also where we make choices, we communicate, and what we will do
mm-hmm.
and won't do.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, your chakra's talking to you, and it's telling you that there are changes going on in your life, and you need to make those conscious choices around it. And I said, how do you feel about that? And she says, that resonates for me inside. I can feel that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I mean by practical spiritualism. Now what she needs to do is say, how do I apply this in my daily life? The universe just gave me, you know, sign. Now mm-hmm. what do I do with it?
Oh, I relate to that story. I was just talking with a lady recently, and she was having trouble with her voice. And I said, what are you not saying that you need to say for who you are?
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at me, and that was turned out to be exactly that she'd been holding back various things, trying to fit in. Now, you were saying a minute ago, you know, don't worry about that validation.
Mm.
And she was trying to be acceptable and so forth, and she was not expressing herself as she really needed to do,
mm-hmm.
and was causing throat problems.
You remember in my book, I talked about the mind-body connection, and I said when I was a little kid, I used to get these sore throats, and I knew they were stuck words.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Yeah,
you know?
I loved reading your book. There were several things in there that really brought back memories, like saving the grease for the war effort and the Archie comic books. Oh, that was so big when I was at that age. It was just, oh, we'd go have comic book, you know, reading. Everybody brought their books, and some people, their parents would let them get ones I couldn't have, and so I would get to read those comics. It was fun. You were talking about building spiritual muscles. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. In our daily living, things happen. We do get signs and messages, I believe, continuously. And whether it's Einstein or Edison that was getting it, one of the things that Einstein used to do, which was so fascinating, and I talk about it in the book, is he would walk for hours because he could not do his work in a laboratory. And he would really be getting these creative messages from the universe. He'd be walking, and he'd be using what I call your third eye, which is when you're walking or when you're driving, you go on that automatic pilot. And that's when you're the most creative. And he would wait for ideas to pop into his head, and he would write them down. That's a spiritual muscle. Walt Disney looked out of the plane flying over Orlando and said, I see a theme park down there.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on to describe what he saw in his mind's eye.
Mm-hmm.
We all have these spiritual muscles. We discount them.
Exactly.
We go, that's a dumb idea. That's ridiculous. That can't be done. Someone already did it. You know, or we just kind of think it and go, wow, that's a great idea. I'm not doing it, though, because I have, you know, all the other nonsense stuff that we stick in the way.
Exactly.
So when you get a feeling, you get an urge to do something, you don't have to, and here's something I really believe in, we'll say things like, gee, I would love to perform, you know, in a nightclub, or I would love to do a poetry reading. And then we say, I'm not good enough. And I think we need to be like that little kid. Just go out and do it for the sake of doing it. It doesn't have to be for any reason except for pure pleasure.
I love that. I would like to share with my listeners right now, Ivy, that my new classes still have room for you. Growing in Relationships with a Higher Power, Yourself and Others, is going to be available May 4th and May 18th, two Saturdays. And this workshop includes learning experiences, films, and a chance to change your life and your relationships. If you are interested in being in this class, If you can only come one Saturday, that's fine too. But if you come to both, they are consecutive. Give me a call at 253-845-4907. We'd love to have you as part of our group May 4th and May 18th. Or if you want to reach me by email, I am at Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, at angelicasgifts.com. angelicasgifts.com. I'm available also for counseling, giving readings, talking to people that have passed over, past life regression, any of the kinds of things that you're interested in. Give me a call and we can set up an appointment and answer your questions, help you through any problems. We aren't saying problems today. Any challenges that you have, give me a call at 253-845-4907. I'd love to hear from you. And we will be back shortly after these messages. Stay tuned. And don't forget, we're having this terrific talk with Ivy, and she's going to stay here. Bye-bye. Welcome back to Solutions with Marilyn. We're having a delightful afternoon talking to Ivy about her book, which is Infinite Abilities, Living Your Life on Purpose. And I know it's available on Amazon.com, Ivy.
Mm-hmm.
And how else can people get a hold of your book or reach you?
They can reach me on my website, which is www.ivyhilstein.com. or infiniteabilities.com, both of them. And they can order the book directly from me also. I'd be delighted to send them an autographed copy. They can send me a check. Or they can get it in their local bookstore, Barnes & Noble or Borders or whatever's local.
Well, that sounds terrific. I recommend it. I think it's a charming book to read. It doesn't take a long time, but it is full of wisdom. And I think anyone who is in this kind of reading sprees, which many of us are today, reading something that's a little more inspiring than the latest Wall Street Journal or something, would really find it a great book to read. I want to encourage people that they can sponsor this program, and please call the station, KLAY, at 253-584-1480 if you would like to join our people that are sponsoring the program, and you're hearing their commercials during the show today. We keep adding new and wonderful people that are interested in getting messages out for their message and to help support getting this message out to the people out there in the listening audience, and you can do that too. Or if you just want to contribute to keeping this program on the air, we're always looking forward to people saying, yes, I like what I'm hearing and what can I do to help. Make sure that you're getting that message out, and you can call me at 253-845-4907 and help us keep on the air. And I also wanted to say that when you're telling the people that are advertising on here that you're listening, don't forget to do that. And if you're headed for some of my angel art, I just don't want you to miss where it is in the store at Crystal Voyage. As you go in the entry, turn left and go to the far back wall, and then there are shelves with different pictures and paintings and plaques, inspirational plaques, and magnets, too. So that if you're interested in the pictures, go take a look on the left-hand side of the place where she is at Freightos Square. Or if you're looking for my book, it's on the bottom shelf, so they might have to help you. Excuse me. They might have to help you find that one. It's not easy to spot right in the middle. It's down on the bottom. But those things are there for your enjoyment and to scrutinize, and hopefully you'll take some home and enjoy having them as gifts or in your own home. I want Ivy to tell us more about how you become comfortable with trusting your intuition.
I think that it takes practice. We talked before about spiritual muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And like anything in life, we need to practice it. And what happens is we say, okay, I'm going to do it. And it, a little bit like, going to the gym. We do it for about a week, and then we go, all right, I'm done with that. We need to continuously use the spiritual muscle, and that is ordinary events go on all the time around us. Feel them. Stop using your head, because we tend to think things, and when we think things, we go into the five senses. And we need to stay in our body senses. Those are those multi-sensors.
Mm-hmm.
And start looking for ordinary events all around you to solve problems, to be creative, to bring in what you want, or to kind of better handle and get more control of what's going on in your life. I call it tuning into your higher self. So when an ordinary event happens, say to yourself, okay, if I don't know what it means, let me just close my eyes and let me see what kind of inner clue or voice or picture or something's going to pop in. It will tell you what to do. And if you can learn to just sort of do this day by day by day, you're going to find that your whole life becomes easier and much more doable, and you will have answers that normally you wouldn't be getting because you're, you know, kind of in your own way.
So that goes along with your multisensory types of ideas of paying attention to not just maybe an inner voice, but like you mentioned the word blue. I thought that was very interesting.
Yeah, and it happens all the time. A woman was telling me she's been single for a long time. She didn't know where to go, what to do. She wanted this marriage, something to happen in her life. There was nobody around. And across her desk came a flyer, one of those advertisements that ends up in your mail. And it was for a Club Med in skiing. And she looked at it and she said, I don't even like skiing. But she got this gut inner feeling. Something inside said, you need to go. And so she did. And another man at the same time in New York, happened to have lived out in Spokane. Another man in New York got the same flyer. He thought, I don't really like skiing either, but something's telling me to go. Well, they went, and that was 13 years ago. They've been married since.
Oh, what a great story. Oh, I want them to listen to their guts out there, because next week Dr. Cherie Moore is returning to our show, and we are going to do another program on domestic violence. She was here before, and you won't want to miss it again, because everyone was saying this was the best show ever, and so we have invited her to come back and talk to us some more about domestic violence. And the following week, we have a very special guest from right here in Seattle. Reverend Rodney Romney will be speaking on spirituality versus religion, and you won't want to miss that show either. And be sure you'll want to tune in and say, oh, I know this is the Wednesday that Reverend Rodney Romney is going to be on, and I don't want to miss that. So listen to your gut, as Ivy's telling you. And you won't miss any of these great shows. And they are available on tape, by the way. If someone has missed a show that they wanted to hear desperately, and for whatever reason, I get funny answers from people. They say, oh, I was going to listen to that one, and it dawned on me at 1 o'clock, you know, when you went off the air, that I'd missed it. Or if that's happened to you, we are now actually putting the tape of the show onto CDs also. So you can get a tape or a CD of any program from the past. And if you're interested in the future guests that we're having, you can email me, and I'd be glad to tell you the coming up programs we have into the end of June. So you don't have to miss any show, and you can get them through contacting me. They're available. Ivy, you were talking about saying yes to everything that comes your way. I really like that philosophy. To me, that's like you take all the risks, but you don't have to call them risks.
Mm-hmm.
And how has that worked in your situation?
I say yes to everything because if you don't say yes to stuff and you say things like, well, it won't work out, then that's exactly what happens. And I have learned that in many ways, like with my book, I said, yes, I want to write it as a self-help story, and that's what I'm going to do. And then people said, well, but how do you know how many copies you're going to sell, or how do you know how it's going to get published? I said, I just trust. I say yes to everything and then wait to see what happens. And those are the easy things, you know, working out the little what I call day-to-day stuff. That's just easy. It's the saying yes and then following through. And if you say yes to experiences, that's what's going to make the difference in your life.
All that is living.
And it's moving, and it's growing, and it's all a journey, and why not say yes?
Oh, I found that saying yes is so rewarding. I would have missed out on those things if I hadn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have, in the long run, I would have wished I had done it.
Yes.
So I might as well say yes and not have that problem with that challenge, or however we're going to say it today. Okay. How would you use your body like a radio station?
Well, when I was saying before that we are really an electromagnetic energy field like a radio TV signal, get these messages and signs and help all the time. I can give you a really interesting experience that happened with one woman. And you were saying before on, you know, domestic violence or this one that had the flyer that came across. We get these feelings. We know when something's safe. We know when something is dangerous. I had a woman who said she was walking along a road. It was a magnificent, gorgeous day, and something inside of her said, "Hit the ground." And she said, there she was on the ground, didn't know what she was doing, sitting in, you know, the middle of all these weeds with her head down. And all of a sudden, not 2 minutes later, along came a pickup truck with some very unsavory people in it. And she said she kept her head down, and all of a sudden, the truck left, and she felt this lifting off her. And that's one of those using your body like a radio signal. She got that message before the truck even arrived.
Isn't that amazing?
We get these. Parents get them when they know their children are in danger.
We're going to have to say goodbye, Ivy. This hour has just flown by, and thank you for appearing on the show. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh, my great pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It's been enlightening and captivating, and don't forget, people, she wrote Infinite Abilities, Living Your Life on Purpose, and if you choose to reach me for counseling, classes, readings, past life regression, call 253-845-4907. We will see you next Wednesday. Don't miss another exciting program. And have a great day. The sun's out. Enjoy. See you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Marilyn Solutions. Listen again next week for another informative show with guests from coast to coast. For a copy of today's program or a copy of her new book, Roses Have Thorns, and videotapes on empowerment and spiritual tools for healing domestic violence, write to KLAY in care of Marilyn Solutions, 10025 Lakewood Drive Southwest, Tacoma, Washington, 98499. Or visit her website at Marilyn@angelicasgifts.com.
Many people are looking for a new direction and a lift in spirit. Hello, I'm Reverend Marilyn, a counselor, teacher for over 30 years, and a spiritual advisor for addictions, codependency, domestic violence, past lives, and holistic healing. Join me every Wednesday at noon for Marilyn's Solutions, a program sure to be of interest to everyone. We will talk with guests from coast to coast, offering a wide range of talents and information. That's Marilyn's Solutions, Wednesdays at noon on your news and information station, KLAY 1180.